Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, Building a Household of Faith on a Foundation of Grace. Visit us online at graceheritage.org. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
As you're taking your places, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I've listed John chapter 6 on your sermon notes. I'm not going to really get there much, but it is a companion piece that's not about communion per se, but can't be ignored when we're thinking about the union that is ours in Christ. And I'm not going to do this every month, but because there's been such a neglect of teaching sometimes on the supper, as we have the supper, I want to continue thinking about that in detail today from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And so if you've reached that text, I'll begin reading in verse 17 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Since Paul starts, "But in the following, I don't commend you," we remember from the context that there were some things that these folks were doing well in the church at Corinth, and so he was inclined to commend them, but there were also some things that needed correction. And so this need for correction is not a new one, we see. In verse 17, "But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. And I believe it in part, for there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. And when you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What, do you not have houses to eat in and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is